If I tell you that the song that you are hearing right now was produced in bedroom, would you believe that? The technology and AI these days allow people to create pieces of art anytime, anywhere. The Mind has opportunity to talk to Big Lad, the artist and music producer from Newcastle, the owner of this song, Live Without Me. We asked him to describe his bedroom studio as well as the opinions towards technology and AI use in music production.
I've got my equipment comprising of a computer, speakers, guitar, piano, a sound card and a desk, which is all you really need to make good music. Every artist started somewhere. They all have more or less a bedroom studio using basic equipment. You can make really good music with just a MacBook and just studio headphones. I started producing music 3 years ago during the lockdown. I has been using an app on my phone. It's called Sinful. It's basically a music community they're not just there for advice about how to make your music better, but they're always there to talk about brand exposure, marketing yourself, to look for labels, to get your music out to them. That for me is the biggest and most impactful difference for my music production that I've done. The AI that I've seen is you just pick a genre of music and it'll generate a drum pattern for you, and you can just keep randomizing it until there's one that you like. You can chop and change it and make it your own style. And I haven't really used that, but there's not to say there's anything wrong with it. It's a creative process. In general, there's a lot of concern, not just in the music industry, but with regards to music, AI, it's just another tool. So I don't think it should be seen as a negative. There's a lot of things you probably do with it. You can sit there and get AI to do something, but then you can chop, change, sample whatever AI's done, make it your own and tell your story through your music, really creating your own sound.
Due to the advancement of technology, there has been an abundance of new faces of music producers in the industry. However, some music creators are worried about the higher competitiveness between human and AI in music production. This leads to the adjustment of the Grammy Award rules, stating that only human creators are eligible to be submitted, consideration and nominated for or win a Grammy Award. We've interviewed Dr. Mariam Risaya, an expert in music technology and composition, about all the impacts of the AI for music producers and listeners.
There are all sorts of different VSTs and programs that interact live with live musicians or that can completely produce new music. You will get a high quality of something on a technical level because once the computer program understands the particular rules around harmony, rhythm, etc., can then compose music that will be musically acceptable on a technical level.
What about the impact, the development of the AI and technology that is going to have on music industry?
As music consumers, what we do know about audiences is that they do value the live experience. And as music producers, we have decisions that we can make and we have choices. We can choose how far we wish to use that in complete autonomy.
It could become the challenge for the music producer as well, because there might be several music producers, like new faces coming in the industry. Is that a challenge or not?
Absolutely not. That's the natural cycle of things working in the music industry. We are forever looking for the new thing, for a new sound, a new hook.
Oh, that's great. How can the producer make the most of the modern technology tools and maintain the quality and the uniqueness?
There have been huge advances in technology in music. We have seen a trend where musicians have more tools than they've ever had before. But the real key to success still comes down to the creative person sitting behind the machine. And until there's a bright spark, a new idea, and then put that into action. So the future trend of technology, it's based on the future generations. I don't think AI is a worry. I think it's a tool, and we do have a great deal of control over how and why we use it.